Pennsylvania Parole Board lags behind in reform for child lifers, by Shaka Buna. Pennsylvania Board of Probation and Parole is in the pits when it comes to reforming the way it handles parole review of child offenders and child lifer prisoners. In 2010, the United States Supreme Court decided the case of Graham versus Florida that categorically banned sentencing a child offender to life without parole for a non-homicide crime. And in 2012 and 2016, respectively, the United States Supreme Court, in the cases of Miller versus Alabama and Montgomery versus Louisiana, banned mandatory life without parole for child homicide offenders and gave retroactive effect in cases on state collateral review. In Montgomery, the court further held that a state may remedy a Miller violation by extending parole eligibility to juvenile offenders. This would neither impose an onerous burden on the states nor disturb the finality of state convictions. The court left it up to the states to determine how they want to handle considering child lifers for parole and suggested that parole boards were a good choice for states. In Pennsylvania, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Chester counties have taken this option by resentencing its child lifers to upwards of 20 or 35 years to life imprisonment or time served to life, and placed the burden on considering those child lifers for parole release on the parole board. Now, the parole board is faced with a perplexing dilemma. The state's parole law, 6137A1, prohibits parole release of individuals sentenced to life imprisonment, except for child lifers charged and sentenced under the 1102.1 murder statute on or after June 25, 2015. Which means child lifers that were on state collateral review who have been recently resentenced to upwards of 20 or 35 years to life cannot receive parole unless the parole board ignores 6137A1. Perchance parole review is given to those child lifers resentenced to 35 to life. The parole board is incapable of providing child offenders and child lifers a meaningful and realistic opportunity for parole release, because it has not provided any special parole board procedures for child offenders and child lifers, like 1, a presumptive parole release standard of review at parole hearings that views children and child lifers as less culpable than adults and consider the mitigating factors described in Miller. 2, requirement of a court-appointed attorney and expert witness at parole hearings of a child offenders and child lifers. And 3, parole review officers trained in the scientific studies of adolescent brain development and behavior and the mitigating factors in Miller. The court's Miller decision requires special protections for child offenders and child lifers at parole hearings and disciplinary hearings. While Pennsylvania lags behind in parole board reform for its child lifers, the states of Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, Louisiana, West Virginia, and Nebraska have implemented special parole board protection procedures for child lifers facing their state's parole board. When will Pennsylvania do the same? From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.